We're going to have a report on that Medicare plan from NPR's Julie Rovner.
Right now, prices for drugs for Medicare patients are negotiated by private companies. The government can't participate. That's the way the Republican Congress set it up when it passed the Medicare law in 2003. But that infuriated Democrats, like Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel. He helped lead the successful efforts for Democrats to take back the House this fall. He says making the Medicare change part of the party's platform was no accident.
Democrats made a pledge that if we got to Congress, we were going to take the language that the pharmaceutical companies got, strike that language, rip it out, and then specifically tell the secretary to begin negotiating prices with the pharmaceutical companies so we can get a better price both for the seniors and the taxpayers.
Emanuel says allowing the government rather than individual insurance companies to negotiate with drug makers is simply common sense.
That's the business model of Walmart. That's the business model of Costco. That's the business model of Target. Big purchasers get better pricing because when you buy in bulk, you can negotiate a better price.
Most of the public apparently agrees. Molly Ann Brody is vice president for public opinion and media research for the Kaiser Family Foundation. According to a nationwide survey taken last month by the foundation and the Harvard School for Public Health,
about 85% of the public overall favors allowing the government to negotiate with drug companies to get lower prices for Medicare prescription drugs. That includes 3/4 of Republicans, 9 in 10 Democrats, and more than 8 in 10 Independents. So clearly this is something that across the board is just something that makes sense to people.
But it doesn't make sense to Joe Antos. He's a health economist with the American Enterprise Institute and a former analyst with the Congressional Budget Office.
Price negotiation by the government for prescription drugs is a great soundbite, but it's not a good policy, and it basically won't work.
Both the CBO and the Bush administration's budget office have said they don't think government price negotiations would save much money. Antos says that's because while in a real market, a bigger purchaser gets a better price, Medicare isn't a real market.
The problem with the government is that it is not prepared to step away from the table. That's the essence of price negotiation. Two sides across the table wanting to either get the business or sell to that customer, but being fully prepared to walk away if the deal isn't right. The government cannot walk away.
Why not?
How many votes are there in the Medicare population?
Around 43 million. And if the government drives too hard a bargain and ends up not covering an important drug, it will make those seniors and the lawmakers who represent them very angry. Antos also said the government lacks both the money and the expertise to negotiate for every version of every drug sold in America.
By the way, where is that expertise? It is in those drug plans that participate in the Medicare program.
The companies that are doing the negotiating now. Then there's the Bush administration. While no one has said out loud that the president would veto a bill that calls for government negotiation, officials have made it pretty clear that's the likely outcome. Here's how Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt put it in a meeting with reporters.
At the very heart of this is a competitive marketplace, and it's working. The only way to negotiate drug prices is to negotiate the formulary.
That's the list of covered drugs.
We believe very clearly that consumers make better decisions about their health care and what formularies they should choose than the government.
But with Medicare such a potent political issue, a veto may be just the prescription Democrats are looking for. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.